This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Let's be realistic. Because the weather is good, Irish people will leave their homes to have a spot of lunch. They'll sit outside, which inevitably will lead to day drinking. And that can be very pleasant until you land face down in your linguine. Dietitian and eatwell.ie from eatwell.ie, Sarah Keogh is here with advice on how to day drink without falling asleep. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hi, Sean.
Are we defining what we mean by day drinking? I suppose any time between 12 o'clock and, say, around 5.
Probably a little bit like that. Yeah, somewhere. I don't think there's an official definition for it, but I think we all know when we do it.
Yes. Now, you should eat when you're day drinking, or at least start eating, would you say?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the very bad news, the only way to avoid kind of being sleepy is to not drink. But if you are going to drink, I know that's the
good luck
thing.
With that.
But, I know. A couple of things to do. Definitely kind of food to slow down if the alcohol is coming in. And I would say always the first thing to do is your first drink, not an alcoholic one. So if you can actually go for the glass of water or a soft drink or something first, because your first drink, you're always going to be thirsty, and especially in warm weather like this, and you'll actually drink it quite quickly. So it tends to sort of hit you a lot faster. So it's really good if the first drink is the glass of water or a soft drink or something first, and then the second drink, if you want to have the glass of wine or the beer or something like that with it. But definitely with food, because again, it just slows down the absorption of it coming into the body. So it's a more gradual, the body's a little more time to process it as well.
Yeah, okay. So but I'll come back to the hydration aspect of it in a minute. But the food itself, I assume you don't mean a bag of crisps, do you? It will have to be something substantial.
It's kind of like, if you're having your lunch, you know, something like that would be good. So, I mean, anything is better than nothing. And it's just alcohol is absorbed very rapidly through the stomach. So if you actually have some food in there, it just slows it down that little bit for you, which is always going to be really good. Irish people tend to drink. I was only talking to somebody about this. I was doing a talk this morning and they were saying, like, we take such big mouthfuls of wine. You know, if you go around the world where they're kind of wine drinking companies, countries, they sip, whereas we tend to gulp even with wine and things like that. So it's just to slow us down a little bit of food in there. So if you're eating and drinking at the same time, you drink that little bit slower, you know, and it just slows things down for us.
Yeah. So, but is there kind of almost like a, you know, the bigger the meal, the less drunk you might feel?
Not necessarily. I mean, at the end of the day, the alcohol is going to come into your system. So I know sometimes I remember years ago when they were talking about drink driving when it was really coming in, and people said, well, you know, I ate, so I'll be okay. And you're like, you still have the alcohol. It's still going to affect you. It'll get there in the end, but it just might be a little bit slower.
Yeah. Now, as you said, though, start off with something non-alcoholic. Would it be advisable, if you can, to drink something to kind of alternate glass of wine then?
Do you know, it is. It's a really good habit. And I said, especially Irish people tend to drink their drinks quite quickly. You know, I'll never forget, I was over at a wedding in Bolivia years ago, and like, I'd say we were out for the hen party and everyone was drinking like one drink an hour. And the Irish were like, seriously, you know, and it was very normal to be that slow. And whereas we drink quite quickly. And that's why, you know, if you do that, sometimes you can actually drink more than you realize before you feel it. So, one drink and then either a soft drink or the water, but not as you get the second round of the beer and a glass of water with it. It's actually you have that water as your next drink. and just give things time, just so there's a pause between, you know, going from one drink to the next. You know, and I've been working with clients over the years, and they're like, to be honest, you end up with more or less the same effect, but you have much less of a hangover, you're much less sleepy later on.
Now, is that because you've just dragged out the drinking time? Or does that, you know, does water have an, by which I mean, like, if you have a glass of wine and you have a pint of water with it, will the kind of pint of water nullify the glass of wine to some degree?
No. Okay. It's more just delaying it. So it's more than, instead of you having like two or three drinks in the hour, you're just having one. And that's really what you want to be thinking about. So that way, like, you might, you know, if you're out for lunch in the afternoon, you're at a barbecue, you know, you might have two, three drinks over the whole time, rather than what you do often see is people having six or seven, you know. So it's just to break that down a little bit. And I said, most people still have the same enjoyment of the day when they space it out, you know.
And what kinds of alcoholic drinks should you avoid?
The bad news is alcohol is alcohol, and it doesn't matter whether it turns up as wine or beer or spirits or whatever way you do it.
Okay, woo!
Well, the thing about it is, it's just slowing down the drinking. You know, I'm not even going to lie, like smaller glasses, even for the beer, things like that. You know, you find people who drink beer out of bottles tend to drink a little slower because you're not able to get that huge kind of gulping mouthful in. So it just slows things down a little bit. If you're going down, even with wine, I mean, especially on hot days, a couple of cubes of ice into it is just going to cool it down. First of all, and it's quite nice, but it also then there's more fluid in there. It's a longer drink. It's taking you longer to drink the same amount of wine. And if you're doing spirits, you know, the gin and tonic in the big glass with loads of ice in it. And that way it's just slowing you down that little bit. And then there's that extra little bit of water kind of coming in there as well.
Yeah, but I would imagine, though, that there's a difference between having a glass of water, having a beer, having a glass of water, than having a glass of water tequila, having a glass of water. that you know, there'll be a different effect there.
Over time, it'll be about the same. It's like it's the literal dose of the alcohol. So, you know, if you're having sort of the standard unit of alcohol, it doesn't matter whether that comes in with beer or not. So it's, you know, yes, if you drink a concentrate amount very quickly, it'll come into your blood a little faster. But over the course of a day, if you're spacing it out all the time and it's the same amount of alcohol, regardless of the drink, I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing shots in this weather anyway. You know, it can definitely go to the head.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Why does alcohol make you tired? And especially in this kind of weather, is it more likely to make you tired?
It is. I mean, it naturally makes us sleepy. And in one of the ways, it's a useful side effect of alcohol is that it does make you sleepy because there's a moment where you stop drinking. And one of the things we saw, particularly when a lot of kind of caffeine drinks came out and the you know, a lot of people were using them with alcohol, was people were drinking so much more because the natural sleepiness that ended your drinking was kind of overruled. And that's where, you know, people are a lot more careful around that kind of mixing sort of caffeine-based drinks in with alcohol these days. So yeah, alcohol does make us sleepy. It kind of relaxes you a little bit, but it just affects in the brain. And then you just get that little bit sleepy with it. Heat is going to make us sleepy as well. So, you know, if you're very warm, your body naturally just kind of makes you just want to sit down and just be a little bit quieter. So the combination of the two can make you very sleepy more than you would be otherwise. But the other thing as well is alcohol is going to dehydrate you. So that's going to have an effect on energy levels as well.
I suppose a key thing as well is to know when to stop. How do you know when to stop when you're half caught?
Well, the idea is, and I know I'm going to be such a dietitian here, is maybe don't get all the way half cut. You know what I mean? Slow it down. I mean, the bad news is, and I know the eyes are going to be rolling as I say this, and I know my husband will be listening and laughing at me, but it's like, really, it's two or three drinks if you're going to drink. Genuinely, it's just slow it down. But if you space it out, you know, it's just that bit better. And as I said, most people, when they actually space it out, it has that same effect that they're often looking for with it, but without actually getting to the point, you said, where you're half cut. You know, as someone said, like, by the time you've had about three or four drinks, most people are beyond being sensible about it. So it is kind of knowing yourself, knowing your own limits, and kind of saying, look, you know, one or two glasses of wine, and I think, what do I want to be able to do later? Do you know what I mean? If you're out for lunch and you want to have a glass of wine, you just go for it. It's lovely, you know. If you're at the barbecue and you want to have a couple of beers, that's fine. But it's thinking, like, later on, you know, do I have to be present for my kids? And not even that you're going to be drunk, but you're going to be tired or maybe a little bit grumpy and things like that. So it's about kind of like, what do I need later on? Maybe I just need to stop a little bit earlier before I get there.
Yeah, I'd add to that, don't then have one drink too many and decide to go shopping. Because that's
very dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
Especially online shopping. So definitely not. Put the phone down.
Sarah, thanks a million. And enjoy the weekend. That was Sarah Keogh, their dietitian with eatwell.ie.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.